entire gathering, as well as worthy beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoice and praise the words of the Blessed One.
ཁྱི དང པོ ཡི 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 ཡ cheba yo me chi yin chi ne guban ji ba shamba de se cha sung ba ten da wa la ta ka ng do ye re le na na chi den den to ke te gi sin cheba chi ji ma ni chi chu sin su jepa zin. Jepa, chuki, jepa de, chuki, sindi pa zin, ta ta li, ta li kaka.
Chuki su da.
Jepa sindi pa, chunga ma ilo chara wa.
Ma, pancha.
Chuki sindi pa zin. Chuki sindi pa zin. Nga pa de la, sa zang ki ne, jepa. Yāngā dāngbā mōndī tāng jīpā pīwā āsirī. Nā dhūpā nā sūvā mdīpā āsirī. Nā mēngā yēn āsirī, jē tāng dēngī sā chāvū āsirī. Tā sā jī kāndī.
Tā dī chō shūrū yīmbē.
Ā, dī chō
shūrū yīmbē.
Nī.
Nā sō.
Tīngī tā tētē jī kodā dāna jī kēnēm.
Nā sō. So today we are going to the six preparatory rites, George Shadu. It is also known as six preparations. And the first is to to cleaning one's environment or the place where you're actually meditating. Arranging altar with setting altar and arranging object of refuge such as statues, dharma texts and so on, and then making an offerings. And invocation of Meritville, Refuge Meritville, having visualized Meritville, then one engages, after the offerings, one is then seated on one's own cushions, meditation cushions, with seven portions of the Virachana. Then invocation of Merit Phil, engaging in the practice of seven limb along with mandala offerings and supplications. Verse, reciting the supplication verse.
ཁྱི Sama jimung dung jite gu sungpa de yin chiri. Jidu jigibi jitse ne, pe na lama bambu chimbu hiki, dung shibu hiki, chimbu hi rangi chinto, den dangpa na toma, toma se gida su lipa jigiba. Rangi Nekande Dian Lama Java Siji Den Tambala Kipacha Yi Chetur Ne Yesri Kununa Kadris Kununa Ranchin Dutta Ne Dichu Soji Cheto Chena Chetur Chena Podalata That big yarm is to Padalatan. Padalatan, Missy. Padalatan. Mundici. Contour. Padalatan, the unbanded. Padalatan. Cindy, or Cindy, 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 嗯，给吧，但偏呢，哎呀，没用，是的。我的大门吧，呢，这件当机器，他等于是件当机器，这件当机器等着上机器工坊，土鸡，忘记人吧，嗯，是的，平民愿意，很多就是等于说这些，没错，嗯。
So here, among those six preparatory rites, cleaning one's place where you are meditated, where you are actually meditating or practicing, is because if you are practicing in a very clean place, this will really help you with the calming of your mind. So let's, you know, think about the, compare the place that is messy and one that is very clean. So when you get into, when you're actually shifting yourself from a messy place into the clean place, that you have a different feeling. All of us, which is, we all experience that. So you have a very, you know, delightful feeling. So the practitioner must have this kind of feeling, you know, right from the beginning, because your place is very messy, and this will again create a distractions when you're actually practicing, because our mind is very fragile. It can be, you know, influenced by anything. If your place is not very clean and you just try to meditate, and as soon as you are, your eyesight is directing towards one messy object, and then your meditation is already interrupted. So therefore, try to, you know, try one's best to really clean one's place where you're meditating. And so here, then not only that, but also imagine that you're actually, if you are inviting someone who is very important today, and, you know, we always clean up, you know, we do all kind of, we put all our efforts and, you know, to the level best to clean up our, you know, house to look good for someone who's coming into your house and you're inviting some very important guests. So in the same manner, not only just to calm your mind to clean your meditation place, but also you might think about that. In this place, the place you're meditating, you're actually inviting the merit field. So this will really help you to you know, have a motivation of cleaning your place where you're meditating. And so here again, the one part that is very important is to make sure that when you're actually cleaning your place, you're not just really cleaning your place to look good to someone. If you have this kind of motivation, then again, your motivation is contaminated. It is diluted. So your purpose of cleaning your place you're meditating is to really to calm your mind and to engage in the practice, Dharma practice, successfully, and to invite merit fields. And you're again here by your practice of inviting merit fields and visualization of merit field is not only just to one's own benefit, but that of all other sentient beings. So this is very important right from the beginning of your six preparatory rites practice.
Tandegi Tendazu, nobody Tangandu Kwani Hina Tangandu, so 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 Sanji means a Sacho means a Sanji twenty Misha Sacho, your mother, and the Jima to a remote Sanji Sacham. Sanji was Chitang to Lapadagan to change that Sanji the Nagamuro. At the legend, the Gandhi, but in Sanji, you're taking the Mazik Kedaji, the Lama Sanji, so much, and then the Pigger, and the Consupina, then the Sopana, but the Sana, and the Sosope, so you say, but the Negi Chitor, but Kedaji, and Tanji Tendro. The Wawan Chitor. अन्न ती चीज़ चाबा इन सांसद क्यों नहीं देखी हुई है सर वाने कुंभन में केदार जिन्ना यह तंगी से आना कि रंग पूरे कुसुम तो देंगे कोटे ना युहन ना मैं तो से युहन ना पक कुंगी जितने में ना कुंभन युहन ना मैंने आसानी चुनी तो दार सुधर देवान जमा करते नहीं यू सांसद सांद नांजी जे तो तोंग
Setting one's motivations in the beginning, before actually cleaning one's place of one's meditation place, it's very, very important. And then once you have cleaned your meditation place and then set up, you then clean your altar and set up object of refuge, if possible, if one has a statues of the Buddha Shakyamuni, you can set that up on the altar. If that is not possible, if you have even a picture of Buddha Shakyamuni would be fine too. You can just set up this on the on the altar. And so then again, as we mentioned earlier, that your purpose of setting up this cleaning your place and cleaning altars and setting up object of refuge on the altar is to engage in the practice of bodhicitta, which is to gain the state of enlightenment for the benefit of all of the sentient beings.
Genji sent down Joa, the Gandhi, Melinda will conduct Lenny at the Zapa G. Conagan or Jimmy is the Nasota. You can tell me the Esri. Deeply Liso Batan Osri. And Lee Hini, how you did Chawatan, Maris, not the Tama, Lid my Hini, Lid Chaw Chaman, Ludin, Lid the Grand Guru, Lid Hini. And my children, the Chaw Chaman, how you did Chawatan, not Chapa Yuri Esacha. A cage was it too number. Kunu te chugu gwe ra ne chepo dan tanda yin sa ta ma yin ba tanda mo yin che do da da ji mi ra kha ra ma yin do ar se chen ta ji pha ma yin ma ma yin te ta kong che de yin sa de ge jo kan ji te ji gi yin na se chen de ru lu ti bi gwa yun se ta pa chan tanda ke ni re
so well cleaning your meditation place not only just your cleaning the dust or whatever that you know, you just imagine that when while you're cleaning, think about all those, you know, the dust that you're cleaning are one's own mental pollutants or the mental dust, in other words. And you just imagine that you're cleaning that mental dust. So this will again help you to cleanse one's, you know, inappropriate motivations if you do that. And so this cleaning one's meditation place and then the cleaning altar and setting up the cleaning of cleaning altar will again leave propensities or the potencies of it having a very attractive feature in one's future life, in a physical form, the physical feature in one's future life as well. So this cleaning of one's place again, there's another benefit is with all this, if one cleans with the positive motivations, when one cleans one's place where you are meditating, then it says as a white-sided deities will then come into your place and remove the obstacles and support you in the progression of your spiritual path. So here again, the motivations are very, very important because when you're cleaning one's meditation place or the room, it is because we as a our mind which is untuned, and it is so there's a great possibility that when you are cleaning, there's this it's a motivation of cleaning is to look very good for other people, and then by with this kind of very beautiful environment, and someone might praise me, and someone might your motivation is to please someone, and some other people who are coming from outside to see your altar and so on. So then this is completely a wrong motivations. So as we mentioned earlier, that your very purpose of cleaning your your meditation place is to invite all the merit fields and develop your own spiritual practice and to gain the state of enlightenment for the benefit of other sentient beings. So very important, to set one's motivations right from the beginning, prior to actually the six engaging in the six preparatory rites.
Ordinary. That the end of Papa Lanchun Hibayan, Nakan Jedur Jebala Tini, that will be Copan, Tobari, Papa Lanchun, the Nakan Jedur Abuchikun, Abuchin Jedaji, that will be Copan to Tobari, it's a Yujim. D. Luji Luji Joshua Nasri. And then Manasini. New to Transit. Kiki, that you will be able to download as well.
Oh, yellow. So then, if you look at the story about the Arya Lamchung, one of the practitioners who gained the state of arhathood by cleaning, his meditation rooms and cleaning altars and setting up, object of refuge and so on.
Und da dina gunde ki chawa asir ta ma de dina gunde ki chawa li asir ke da su ki chawa me nyam ba ki me ni asir ki me ni chin da ngue me ji yin ji chang asir ane ja jin ji chi ji กวนกะดาวออดาจาจิจิจิจิสิจิจิเอ็งจิดาดาดาดีนากุนดึกิชวาลีสิเกดาสุสุกิเชเมชวากิชวามะญาบะเจมินีกุนจวาละตะไนซังยาปะเรมาตุเกดาเจเชมินีริทากิเพงมันตะเนเตนีกะมาเรสิริคาซอซอ
So this is, when we speak about accumulation of merits, so there are many different means of actually accumulating merits. accumulation of merits and engaging in the practice of meritorious deeds. Not necessarily that one is being on the cushions and meditating or reciting mantras and the texts, Dharma texts and so on, but also all of this, you know, cleaning one's meditation place, setting altar, and circumambulating the temples or the monastery or the stupas. So all this, are the means of this. They are all the source of, accumulation of merits. So,
right from, during the Buddha's time, there are practitioners who are really devoted to cleaning the, the main prayer halls where the Sangha community is gathered. And so before their gatherings, they are completely, committed to, clean the temples or the main shrine hall. And also that's a place where the Dharma texts are, the place where the Dharma texts are kept are also clean. So there are many practitioners who are really committed and they are devoted to cleaning the altars and sweeping and the monasteries and cleaning even surrounding the monasteries surrounding and so on.
mambu tang zin, ten tu, ji ju yu pa zin, jen tu, nian qi yi zin, na ta yin zin. Ta kuno ge da ji ni, lu di ji ni, ta cha ma tu zi, pungu gu ma na ge, tena riwa ji, te ge, kuno bing ya ji, do pa tong pa zang ji, gu ma tena ge riwa de, me ganga kha ku ge, tena re xin zin. Yung bai, jen tu, ta ji, na ta, yung ba sung zi, ta tena ji re xin. Yabutung, Chami, some take lots of them. Some
till up, sir.
Not some say ni easily.
Till up, sir.
Ah, Jimton. Soon be easily. Pungu, you might have the lots of them.
Love, sir.
Soon will be easy. Say, Zambu, that you are easily. Sangu, Simbu, Timba, Mambu, nouns. Mambu, no, tento.
So if you look at the sutras, the many sutras, the mentions of importance of cleaning the altar, one's meditation place, as well as the assembly hall of the Sangha communities, which really enables one to accumulate merits. and also, if you also look at the stories of the great masters of the Tibet, the Tibetan great masters, there are many of them who have gone through those practice of six preparatory rites. There are many of them historically went through those practice, the process of practice such as cleaning and so on. So even at some monasteries kept the broom that has been used by the great masters to clean their monasteries and temples, and the brooms are actually, there are like number of brooms that have been worn out by cleaning, that is used by those greatly, greatly realized spiritual masters who have been using those brooms to actually clean the meditation rooms and the temples and monasteries. So, most of the time we take the cleaning our meditation place and altars are taken very lightly without understanding these benefits. So if you really know the benefits of cleaning one's practice place, the place where you're practicing and so on, then you will become more enthusiastic of cleaning the one's room. Then of course, again, right from the beginning, the cultivation of the appropriate motivation is very
important. Lama yedan su sing, su hing ting, bie gu da, jia gu shi. An jang, qi jun shi, shu dang, ma li na, jun zi yang pa si, ju ju la dang, jun zi sang sing. Jin du jia shi, de, qi jun shu dang da, pa gu li dong da, de gu mendu na, jun zi zang, de gu, jin du jia shu ru shi. Nga hi ge,
So when you are once you have cleaned up your altar, then when you are setting those set up your altar and arranging this object of refuge, it this must be done in a very proper sequence, in a proper line. Sometimes people tend to, you know, arrange those object of refuge by size, you know, because this statue is bigger, so we have to be as a, you know, main figure, and then Buddha Shakyamuni's statue is a little bit smaller, then you just put it at a, behind that big statues and so on. It happens, so, because, so this is not appropriate. So how you have to do is you have to make sure that regardless of the size, or regardless of the, you know, the value, the monetary value of the statue, or as long as there's a Buddha statue, so Buddha statue must be the main figure of one's own, you know, one's altar. And then you look at the other statues, such as Maitreya or Manjushri or whatever, then you just, you know, set right-hand side of the Buddha and left-hand side of the Buddha. And then if you have, if one is practicing the idams or the meditation deities, then they also have a certain, you know, proper, you know, way of setting. You know, there are different of the idam deities, meditation deities, beginning from Highest Yoga Tantra, Yoga Tantra, and Performance Tantra, and Action Tantra. So they are all of those have their own sort of way of actually, you know, setting up. You know, it's not, we shouldn't really set up all of this randomly, but it has, there is a proper way of arranging all those statues on this, on the altar. So there are some altars that we could see those deities are set at as the main figures, particularly at the many lay people's altars. If you look at this altar and even some local deities, they consider it as something very important, because at, for the moment, you know, for a time being, with their, you know, offering of, offering of pujas and so on and so forth, and the local deities are something that is helpful in terms of wealth. And so therefore, the many altars, there are people who consider the local deities as the most important deities among all of those. So which is completely wrong again. And that actually indicates as someone who is actually setting up this altar is not really know about the taking refuge in three jewels.
Saying kind of button, new sea cotton, new co, sega janshag, sea cotton, new cotter, and lamatos, pingo to gas, the document sea cotton, new lamatos, that ping go the adicoya in my chogan dundi. Then in Yuko, no, Essery. Tin Juto, Jobane, Essery. Conella, Essery. Conella, not in the he, maybe. Padem was a cola than Jojalagda Jalag Nogget in the Hijimato Jige, Kurangi is actually in the Hit the Hawk woman do sing that in. And there were Yuko Tinjuto, Jovanes, Coniala Nogi, the Hili, maybe Padembari, Essisha.
So then also sometimes you see on the altar, the people, the way they set up the statues based on the material value of the particular statues. A statue made out of silver, statue made out of gold, statue made out of copper, and so on. So based on that material quality, they set up, as the importance of the figures, the main figures, based on their material quality, which is again completely wrong. In fact, in someone who is really doing that, it really indicates that such an individual is actually looking at taking those object of refuge or the statues as a property, one's own property, but not as an object of refuge, so which is completely wrong.
Pandalari. Tang Tanka Yang is a mat Tankamatong. Tanka Yang is a Kasaniki Guri Jenny, Tomadons. Tat Kasanda with Jabuda Tan, the Kian and the Dukundi Kasabanda Tamanda, the Guliadi, Sanji Kotan, Jerem which in the Dad, the Venerable to the Kotachi, the Madini, the Nachiba, the Nogan the Kirim, the Kurang, the Higam and Duos, Kasaniki Tajini. Sanji, Jansenji, Isri. Sanji, Jansenji, Isri. Nani lasri. Combatant, what him? Taman, you do the ya, Sanji, you couldn't shishanli, a combatant. Go my, and then you don't go my, Isija. Nani la combatant is Gahiki, Isri. Pankata, go soon. Nihina, harder gazin. Gaki girne, pangada for the course of Nihu, that the shadder jazzer. Mamazri. Can Kiniji, harder gani, Kutuka Yama George in the shadder and Kiniji, the Hiji isrin. And then Sakon, the Chibat, the man, the Tapuja, the Nayo Takons and Kumangati and Sakon, the Zan, the Nanapatio at the Esri. Ranki, so no.
So it's same thing goes to the tanka. So if you see the tanka, when you're hanging tanka on the wall or on the in your prayer hall, so make sure that all those tankas are done appropriately. and not randomly again, because all of them has their own, there's a way of actually hanging the tankas on the wall in one's prayer hall. And so sometime again, the people would just hang the tanka that are very, you know, new and beautifully decorated by the brokets and so on, are, you know, considered as something that is very precious. And the tanka that are a little bit worn out, their brokets and so on, are, you know, treated as a trash. And it happens. So this is really unfortunate. So we should know the values of the tanka. And we're not really, when we speak about the value, we're not really speaking about the monetary value, but rather we're speaking about the value, actual quality of the tanka. Tanka is the tanka actually represents, whichever the tanka that may be, is the tanka of Buddha Shakyamuni, which represents Buddha Shakyamuni. And if the tanka is the Manjushri's tanka, then it represents Manjushri and so on. Think about the quality or the actual nature of those enlightened beings, rather than how they are decorated and, you know, the monetary value that some of them you might have paid more and some of them less and so on. So you shouldn't regard something that has a more monetary value as a more important and so on. Oh, sorry. Then also one important point here is, once you have set up that altar, and then it is also very important to not to stretch one's leg towards the altar. So it's also inappropriate. So all those statues and the tankas represents the particular Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And for us, when we were practicing and when we were visualizing all those Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, we're not just visualizing those tankas, but think about the tankas or the statues that you have in your altar as the actual Buddhas and Bodhisattvas right there. So if you have this kind of, you know, regards and considerations, then you'll have more respect towards those objects of refuge. So, if possible, then one should set those object of refuge as a Buddha's, the enlightened body, enlightened speech, and enlightened mind, which is enlightened body is represented by the statues of the Buddha, and then enlightened speech are represented by the spiritual, the Dharma text, such as if you have Perfection Sutra will be best. If not, then Lamrim text will definitely represent the speech of the Buddha. And then the enlightened mind, if you have stupa, whatever the material that may be, it's made out of stupa that is appropriately done, and which represents enlightened mind, the stupa. And if not, then if one is tantric practitioners, then particularly if you have received the High Sova Tantra's initiation and so on, you will definitely have Vajra and Bell. This will also represent the mind of enlightened mind. So Vajra and Bell again should not be taken very lightly. Most of the time we see this Vajra and Bell all the time in front of someone and so on. But this has a lot of significance. Each and every, the patterns and the curve that you find on the veil and the vajra, such as lotus, their prongs, and even the hop, everything has a meaning. All of this. And there's no, if you look at the veil, and even there's the space between those, the decorative, patterns, even the plain, space has a representation. So it's very, very important. So this class actually asking that, because this practice of six preparatory is not really new to all of you. So he will just go through a 15 minutes talk on that, and then all of us are practicing that, so you might have questions regarding that, so you can ask questions. To be in our mind as a practitioners, when we engage in the practice of the Dharma, there's always danger of getting our motivation influenced by the eight worldly dharmas, and make sure that you are not actually influenced by that. And with this regard, and I have a little story about one of the great practitioners of Geshe by the name of Geshe Ben Kungen. Gisela was in a retreat, and one day his benefactors were coming to visit him, and he cleaned up his, again, by knowing that his benefactors are coming today, and he cleaned up his altar and made impressive looking offerings and so on. So, however, you know, when he checked his motivations, and he knew that his motivation wasn't really good to do that. And his purpose of cleaning up and making impressive looking offerings and so on are all for their benefactors, because they are visiting his meditation place. So therefore, Geshe right away, as soon as he realized that, he took the handful of dust and dispersed the dust on his offerings. And then, so Geshe, it is said that Geshe Benkungen was able to actually toss the dust towards eight worldly concerns. So we have to be very careful with that. Most of the time, it is just very likely to get that kind of eight worldly dharma, the influence of eight worldly dharmas as practitioners. So when you're making an offerings, for instance, the set of water bowl offerings on the altar, and make sure that you set up the water bowls very straight, and the gap between the water bowls should be kept a size of grain. And water should not be actually overflow. And when you are actually setting those water balls on the altar, make sure that the water balls are not hitting each other, in a very silently, you know, set up, you know, very carefully. So when you are setting those water balls, you shouldn't set up the water balls on the altar empty. So first you have the first layer, because you have the layers of water balls, right? On the first layer, you have a little bit of water on the first ball, and then you can just pour all of this, the rest of the water, on the next ball, and then you keep a drop of water in the ball that is on your right hand, and then you set this on the altar. So this is how you keep doing it. So when you actually set up the water balls, you shouldn't set up the empty water balls. Make sure there's a drop of water, each and every one of them, in the beginning. So this will then, once you are filling out the water in the water balls, so then this should be blessed by reciting the three syllable mantras, Om Ahum.
So tumba me pa jin yin gi digu tin tambo yin tumba ya digu ma chete de lu ya digu re se ja na de na se ne de na bi che se ne de na bi che se la pa ji gi yo de la pa ji cho de la pa ji ge na lu de na ji jin ma la pa ni ga do de jin ya pu gi re se ja
So when you're actually filling out the water pitcher, if it is convenient for you, it's best to use, you know, both the hands, not just one hand pouring your water onto the, on, into the water bowl. Just try, if it is convenient, or, you know, it depends on, again, what kind of pitcher that you have, you know. So it is, you know, showing your respect.
Ni
So it shouldn't be overflow. When you pour the water into the water bowl, so you can try to fill up the water bowl up to the water bowl up to the in the size of grain again, and it shouldn't be overflow, and it shouldn't be too less. Make sure that you are filling out appropriately.
When sitting in the tendi, where is it? And they are Tina Chuba Pilipu, Tendi Tosin, Jan Gari, never he jagus, the Yatin Chimbuza, Pisa the Latin, he didn't mind the Chimbuza Pina, snatching the dressing in Sari. And Matos on Chuba, we are young, Sari.
So this is waterfall offering. It's an example of offerings, but it so there are many different offerings, right? So. We make in flower offerings, we are making fruits offerings and everything. Whatever the offerings that you made, you make an offerings from the depth of your heart to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and to accumulate merits for the benefit of other sentient beings. And then whatever the offerings that you have made, should be then blessed by three syllable mantras, Om Ahum, which is very important. So then, when you are actually setting up your own cushions to meditate, having done all this, then the cushion should be, you know, a little bit from the back of your cushion should be a little bit higher.
So tanda shulu tu tong tan dia na tan ling bun dia na pen mo na zo chi ba yuri ye zhi.
So it is the reason for having a little bit higher on the back of your cushion. It also helps to, you know, not putting too much stress on your knees, because if one is meditating for a longer period of time, so the flat, even cushion will give more, you know, pain your knees. So this is one purpose. So of having a higher, your cushion is slightly higher, you know, from the back.
Yes.
Tadi tujuh yang baik lah.
Rangi Drupa Tembi Gupa Yuris, what is it?
So, if one is, you know, practicing meditation on a daily basis, then it is good to draw a swastika under your cushion. It's very helpful. So normally, in some you know, commentaries, so meditate under your meditation cushions, this the variegated vajra is strong. But this is for us. It is not appropriate, because the variegated vajra symbolizes the deity's implements. So instead of variegated vajra, you can sup the swastika instead of the variegated vajra under your cushions. It says this will really stabilize your mind and calm your mind. And so that is again suggested someone who's really seriously engaging in the meditation practice on your daily life. And so Kitla is also saying these six preparatory rites are nothing new to all of you, so you all are practicing for sure. And so he said he will stop here with this, and you know, where we haven't finished it, but you all know about this, and you can ask any questions with regard to this practice. So I'll just take first from her. Okay, then you answer. Okay, clockwise. Yeah. It is. They say to tanda yungdung churwa, yungdung tia churwa. Or the yungdung the egore yungore sungdo.
Yeah, you could not do it. Yeah,
yungore.
Yeah, yungore.
Counterclockwise.
Yeah, the Lord Rinchen's commentary.
He mentions that the Dharma books have the nature of light, and that it's a good practice to imagine that the books are speaking to you, speaking in context to you. Now, is that like in the process of visualization, would that also, would you be attempting to do that also? I mean, how would you, is it like an audible speaking to you?
I got you. So this is your questions?
Yeah.
Okay. Then the Kaji Pongo Rinpoche and the Jig teaching on this one, just Kamdu teaching on the Kamdu teacher,
what?
Generally, Kamdu Sojin said of a couple of years. Kusun to be tender, the Sojin said of a color. Sojin Namja Rangin gave it to the Sibuchi.
Ah.
Tsojin namke rangi le kebe sudu shibuzi. Tsojin namke ane tagola ane da sungi, sungden liya, ane bodhin nambar chan liya buzi. Bodhin namke ane chi, bodhin namke ane chi rarangi, ane tenju ki dachwe degin chi, chik uwe dan dachwe degin chi, tende kombo re sung shas. Da dachwe de bote dachwe joje de kare siya ure sende sung lo.
Tenga khe kha mungo dhe yi kani.
Naso.
Yuwa.
De tenju ki tanda joshuru na rangira shakena de. Joshuru rangira shakena tanda.
Ale. Tenga tanda chi kha mungo ma zasa. Danji nye chi.
Tanda tanda che podi chi uruwa. Podi namba chi anu gungu uruwa tanda. Digi nana podi samyama podi le da podi rang rangi ane tachwe de buchi.
Dajin, you can see the Jew.
So it is again the enlightened speech. So as we mentioned earlier, that the Dharma texts are considered as the enlightened speech. So therefore, whatever the text there may be, it's maybe Prajnaparamita text. It was a Prajnaparamita text, and it expresses the word of Prajnaparamita. This is how you can visualize with the light and the sound of Prajnaparamita, which normally, you know, Prajnaparamita, description of Prajnaparamita will be the dealing with emptiness, ultimate nature of reality. And then also if you are, if one is the tantric practitioners, of course there are the texts of Asian Tantra, the text of Highest Yoga, Performance Tantra, text of Yoga Tantra, text of Highest Yoga Tantras. And imagine whichever that you can, it's something that is more suitable for you. Imagine that it's Asian Tantra's text, which is actually, you know, verbalizing the words of the teachings of the Asian Tantras, according to the Asian Tantras, and so on, and so on and so forth. So you can just do the same thing to the Yoga Tantra, Hatha Yoga Tantra, and so on.
Questions? One is, what is the significance of the swastika and the Kamar swastika? I would like to be clear on that, because in the West, because of Hitler, you know, there's some destructive meaning, and I know that that's not true, but help me understand and get the Buddhist meaning. That's the first question. The second question is, can you review for me which, you know, when you arrange different enlightened beings on the altar, where do they go? The, you know, what goes on the right of the Buddha, what goes on the left of the Buddha, and so forth.
So Kishla doesn't remember the significance of the swastika right now. He just forgot right away. So he said he'll just let you know later. It's a lot of, you know, different significance and the meanings in it. So he will just tell you later. And then more than doing anybody, sorry, I forgot to ask you in the next question. Doing anybody when a sojin chant on the gonglia. Sojin chant on the gonglia, any sojin ki so than the so than the penalty that sojin gargomin a co so so your was sojin so then yell aeon da gabdun any din money sojin yon money. So you can do it as it is in the mirror field. If you have a Buddha Shakyamuni's image, of course the Buddha Shakyamuni's image will be on at the center of the altar, and then the right hand of the Buddha Shakyamuni. If you have a Maitreya's statue, you can place Maitreya's statues at the right hand side of the Buddha, right hand of the Buddha Shakyamuni. If not, then Asanga, the great Indian master Asanga's. And the lineage gurus of all those extensive deeds should be arranged on the right-hand side of of the Buddha Shakyamuni. And then if you have a Manjushri's statue, then you can set the Manjushri's statue on the left hand of the Buddha Shakyamuni. And if not, then if you have a Nagarjuna, so you can also set the left-hand side of the Buddha Shakyamuni. And if not, then if you have any lineage gurus of the profound view, so you can set those lineage gurus on the left hand side of the Buddha Shakyamuni, and so on. Like Allah said that he didn't mention that to him. The Jerem Chitabuya when Jerem Chitikao was set up for this.
Jerem Chitabuya. That is, you know, Jerem Chitabuya and Chitani.
That's So, according to the merit fields, you can set the grid Lama Tsongkhapa in front of Buddha Shakyamuni, which actually represents one's own root course.
Yes,
in the front of Buddha Shakyamuni.
And the Chandrasig and Tara.
So these are the action tantras deities. So if you have all of those images of again action tantra, performance tantra, high tantras, then you can do it accordingly, you know, according to the merit flow. If not, if we have just Tara and, you know, and Avalokiteshvara, the Chenrezig, and you can again set that Avalokiteshvara at the right hand side of the Buddha, you know, next to, in other words, Maitreya, and then Tara on the left next to, in other words, the left hand side of
So the
lineage gurus of the perform extensive deeds would be mostly the upholder of the teachings of the Buddha, of the method aspect, and the profound deeds, the lineage deeds, lineage gurus of the profound view are the upholder of the teachings of the Buddha of wisdom method. So this, you know, again, we need to understand those. And it is this teachings of the profound view and the extensive deeds, when these two are conjoined and developed and perfected, then one gains the state of enlightenment. Then the Nanjo Mi Kunda Tava Yavena, they provide the resumo.
Nanjo Kunda Tava Yavena. Tichitani, Chiba Jima, that rangi, but say thing about chronology, like Tiba Yavena.
Two questions. One, because of space, in this question, because of my lack of space, must you always have the Buddha? Because, for example, I have Tara. And can you have some other deities, you know, instead of the Buddha, or must you always have the Buddha? That's one question.
Okay.
And the other question is, what's the significance or the importance of incense?
Okay. Koi da chi inji minje da so so ta na na li ya ku de yo ro wa.
Ah, ri.
Ku de de inji minje san ji ku de chi ku ro ve, san ji chum de de ku de chi ku ro ve. Dimena ya chik su su chisun du me ku den di lu ne digre be.
Mo ten digre.
Di duo chik di chi. Nye bu de
dunyeva dilya ni ko chung da kuden tam sa ne ne ngad pe pe chorwa ti kar chung gore sung ro
pi pi ya da sung ji ya din da bu ju kai che dro wa pi pi ya da ma chen bu kong ba ne zo bu da bu den da yo ne ya din da bu de na sei ji do song pi pi ya de
If you have the statues of the Buddha Shakyamuni, it's really good, you know, you should have it. If not, then that's fine, you know, whatever the statues that you have, you know, Tara, Avalokiteshvara, Manjushri, you know, Nagarjuna's and so on. So whatever statue that you have, you know, that's fine. You know, it's not necessary to have Buddha Shakyamuni. If you have, that's very good. So then making an offering, the incense offering is, the Buddhists actually follow the Indian traditions of making an offering. First, in ancient time in India, when the Buddha invited to, you know, teach or to bless. And wherever the Buddha was invited, so he always visited, you know, he accepted the invitations. So for them, you know, then first, there are a lot of sets of offerings are met. You know, for Shevsil, you know, for the water offerings to cleanse his feet and washing, rinsing mouth, and then making an offerings of the flowers, the incense, and then the light offerings are made, and then perfume offerings, and all of those are the sets of Indian tradition, the ancient Indian tradition of making an offering to those great beings. So we are following that tradition.
I have one question about the alternative. Or under your mat, the Kusha plant grass. And I've heard a commentary that said that points should be pointed inward for sharper concentration, but when it didn't mention what end, is it the stock growing up, or is it pointed from the top in, or is it from the bottom end? And also, one other thing, he said that there's another grass, it's a knotted grass, and the Brahmins used to sit on it, I guess,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't know the name of it, but it's that was another grass that could be used to.
So, Peja Khajin on the Susu Komjaya, and the Shugden Churva, Komjaya, Shugden Churva, Shugden Churva. Dende wali ani kusha shawa korwas. Kusha kwa tan tongsu sa.
Tid dikaya chi.
Kusha ki tsemu chir tenpachi na naam tenpachi nyi dosu. Dini ili kyaba kariyo res. Dini ya kusha di memba ta nyema ya damze ta kyaga damze gilik shirwa. Di ta brahmin se korwa. Kona be ya ni chi kuransu ya chi chujo ta gom jabi kabli ya. Yang khusyuk memang je, yang itu cara ramba sejauh yang lah.
Oh, cara ramba.
Cara ramba kami yang dia biar dia ni ke, sendiri tu tinggal kerja memang sungguh tu.
Tetapi macam, kau kat tinggal ada, tikai sih di sana. Dia tikai sih di sini. Contohnya sama macam kaki di sini macam orang kau kat ni, jadi dengan lo normal itu ni jadi dua kerusi itu tikai sih di sana. Bukan nama tak tak kau kat kau pasal sama tu, mungkin nama lama tu tiada pada diri sendiri macam tu.
It is the tip. You know, top pointed inwards. Mm-hmm. That's what he said. Okay, yeah, that's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other grass that he's not very sure about that. He doesn't mind. Yeah, the other grass.
I know that when they do the fire pujas.
Yeah, we will be too often that. Yeah. There is kusha grass and then another grass for the fire.
Tanda zong dapat rangi cai lama dapat ni cie tanda ngehia nakin kiri ni pecah kahre ni, ni soni tu bihiru de, ni cie mana tu mampari pangan tu kuat kuat tu zong tu hi mana tu bihiru de, Tili chung yung yung samba da chang chuk seng ki tai samba da ba da. Rang ki tsai yu la ma da ba da. Kanga ta ma da mungu ji gung den, ta gwa tsi yu ma re. Ngi rong ji ki chama da pa ta guru wa, ni di ki ri. Tini di bi kero di ki.
So, all of this practice that we mentioned earlier about visualization of miracle and, you know, in other words, the practice of six preparatory rites are all directed towards cleansing of our mental pollutants. That is the most important part that we need. You know, sometime again, if we really focus too much towards external object, and then again your mind will be more, you know, towards those visualizations, but you're actually losing the actual meaning inside. So that's like again, so it's a bearing our mind that very your visualizations and your practice, everything that you do must be of course on the basis of taking refuge in Chijos. Once you are have done those practices based on taking refuge in Chijos, then your perfect view of emptiness and bodhicitta will be followed.
Antara,
So one thing that I would like to mention here is to be very careful with the Dharma texts, always. Sometimes we carelessly, we just, you know, walk over, you know, we just walk over the Dharma texts, and we put a lot of things on the Dharma texts, including our teacups, and sometimes we tend to put our bags and, you know, handbags on the Dharma texts, and so this is not really appropriate at all. So make sure that, because the Dharma text represents the jewel Dharma. Jewel Dharma is the actual refuge. And it is through the Dharma that one is able to, not only to, you know, to free oneself from samsara, it is through the practicing of Dharma one gains the state of enlightenment. So therefore, it is very important to be vigilant of the Dharma texts and placing those Dharma texts, keeping those Dharma texts in the appropriate place, and making sure that you don't really release the Dharma texts on the ground, I mean on the floor. So this is very, very important.
The Chukka Jungung, the Kai, Deir Tolan, the Pobaja, Santa Botana, the message that give you a summary. Jung. So let alone that
placing the other objects on the Dharma text, even the statues are not appropriate to, you know, keeping on the Dharma text, let alone the cups, teacups and so on, but even the statues were not actually, it's not appropriate for the statues to put in on the Dharma
text.
So So if you look at the altars and the traditional monastery or the temple, you see on the altars, the statues are set up beneath the Dharma texts, where the Dharma texts are kept. So,
shall we say the dedication prayer at the beginning of page 23 and 24, and then continue on page 20 for the auspicious sessions?
ยวันเดตันตังโรกังอาตังเตตังเจบาเจจังลาซังจาบายิสัมเปลิงโบริโตสิจิโกเอเจโชคิเมตุจังเจโรลิเยนินเดเจบันเด สังเยรังมิเตปุวายิโรกังนันตาหินโตเจวาอาชูยังดาลามาดังเรเมชิเจเปละโนเจจิสาดังมาจิเตโรจูนิโดเจชังกิโกปังโยโตชู โอรณามยลกานยตยามิโกเจโรตะจินาคาเตโชโจจิวาตังเอบีเตเมสะสุงกุเรเยเมจิตาโตเนจุโจจิเอรายะกุยหิคันเต ตังเตวามะลิจุเยเนเสเรสิวาติเตจาโซยิอะปิสิทธิปาเลนโจจิเมปาวุเจตาจุปาตังลัมโบเตยาติเกเตตะกัญจิ